Day 76 of Freeze Los Angeles. I am sitting with Nate Freeman in my hotel room, recording Nota Bene. I am lounging surrounded by half-opened paper bags from Irwan. I've got empty smoothie cups from there, almonds all over my chest. It's quite a scene in here, Nate Freeman. It's a little bit decadent, a little sad. Different than hotel rooms of the past for me, but still dark in its own way.
The decadence is actually quite enriching, I would say, just because the amount of Irwan that you've clearly consumed over the last week is staggering.
I'm currently holding a can of sprouted chili lime almonds.
Let's fucking go. These shits are addictive, by the way. Have you had these yet? That is my shit right there.
I got an extra two to bring home. The thing is, these are like, they're $15, but you could get $5 back if I would ever bring back these glass canisters. But can you imagine feeling like such a broke boy that you walked back into Irwan with your empties to try and get the refund back?
God, I mean, like, I would rather walk into the middle of a fucking volcano
than walk into
Irwan to return my... Oh, my God. That is some broke shit right there.
If that is the story of the week, and I think it is just art dealers with strawberry glaze, Hailey Bieber smoothies wandering around Beverly Hills.
It's a beautiful thing to see. It really is fantastic. There's nothing better than walking into a gallery and seeing the people, you know, the directors of the gallery drinking the Hailey Bieber smoothie. I saw the Hailey Bieber smoothie getting made on a number of occasions this week. Fucking amazing. They are artists. They are fucking artisan.
I hope all you adult babies that are eating this adult baby food realize that there are like 800 motherfucking calories in those things and it's all sugar. I don't care if they call it like dehydrated cane juice or what. That's sugar, boo. You want those carbs and you're getting chunky.
But you know what? It's a glorious thing. I love Los Angeles. I'm not even tired of the city. I want to stay here for another week and a half, which I am, which is great. I'm just loving it. Like most art fairs, by Friday, I'm ready to get the fuck out. But honestly, I love LA.
I don't know. I love LA. I love art fairs. I hate sitting in the back of an Uber for hours at a time, which feels like much of my week has been doing that. Mm-hmm. LA is what it is, and I love coming here in an off time. We can see all the galleries, you know, and kind of quietly go from neighbor, you know, you have an itinerary.
Sure.
But fucking like everything is so spread out. I've missed half of the things I wanted to see. You can only do two things in a day here.
Yeah.
Ideally one, but really just two things.
Mm-hmm. I managed to squeeze a lot in. I've seen a lot of gallery shows. Obviously went to a lot of dinners, seen a lot of people.
Well, you're not escorting wonderful clients and or crazy
this
clients around
this
with you to
true.
These things.
Mm-hmm. Did you make it to any fun gallery shows before we get into the full rundown?
Any fun gallery shows? Travis Strahan at Marion Goodman, personal favorite of mine. I thought
love
that was incredible. I saw a bunch of gallery shows. I Love You All, Kathy Opie, yada yada. But nothing mind-blowing. If anything, we can get to this. I would say it was surprising. And the Sam Gilliam show was mind-bending at the Kordansky Gallery. But I would think outside of that, the ones I mentioned, I'm sure a couple of others, it didn't seem as though the galleries programmed themselves to face the international crowd that came into town for this Freeze Art Fair, or even just the New York crowd. It doesn't seem like LA, one of the greatest cities for galleries in America, really stepped up its programming. I mean, Blum has a great show, formerly Blum and Poe, documenting 30 years primarily of Japanese and Asian art that's beautiful, but like there was no bangers. Larry, as we spoke last week, you know, not opening his last episode, not opening his Basquiat show, which would have been the thing everyone wanted to see until next week for the Oscars. You saw a very hard to see show that I unfortunately didn't get a chance to see. That seemed like the golden nugget. Do you want to tell us about that, Nate Freeman?
I did. I saw a really incredible Katie Nolan show at Maison d'Art, which is the by appointment only gallery run by Theo Niarchos.
Who is Theo Niarchos?
He is a heir to a little boat money.
Fortune. Okay, I know, but I'm just for the listeners.
Yeah, well, I think some know who don't. Anyway, he's a patron of the arts. He has had a gallery in Los Angeles on and off for a number of years. I think that this new iteration of Maison d'Art has been around for at least 3 years. My first time hearing of it was this week. I made an appointment. I went. What a fantastic, fantastic thing to have in LA.
Was it produced with her cooperation or knowledge?
Yes. She did not personally install it. She was not in LA, but she oversaw the installation of it and had a liaison come to install it. So it was very much approved.
I'm not sure if originally that was the case. I've heard that maybe she found out as it was planning and sent some folks to intercede.
Maybe that's the case. Maybe that's true.
I don't know either.
But
that's the scuttlebutt.
I know that eventually she did give her blessing, however she does that. And, you know, there were a number of key loans secured. I was told that most, if not almost all of the works were in the MMK Frankfurt show that you saw, I didn't get to see, and installed in the same way as they were in Frankfurt. You know, it was just, it's a marvelous thing to see you. And I was taken upstairs as well. There's two amazing collage works that are hung upstairs in the very elegant library of Missoula Art. This is a great space.
But the museum shows, the way, I mean, you know, if you were able to get in a car and go all the way out to Mocha to see Paul Pfeiffer, that was no doubt worth it. But it just didn't feel like it's a great opportunity for the city of LA and all its new great galleries. You know, Hauser and Wirth didn't have anything so notable. Zwerner, you know, great minimalism show, but, you know, and, like, you know, just nothing that felt like really, really essential. One thing we did to go see is a recent pop-up here in Los Angeles, I think directly from our last podcast recording. We went over to the Mayborn Hotel in mm-hmm. Beverly Hills to see a presentation from A Hug from the Art World, our good friend Adam Cohen's gallery, by Beryl Cook, a great kind of...
Very cool.
Middle England, very... Tchotchke-esque artist that he has been bringing to the States for the first time, really, or for the first time in many years. First show in Los Angeles in forever. She's no longer with us, so it's an estate jam. So we stopped by that hotel, which is, by the way, I've already spoken about this terrible hotel. I stayed there, don't like it. But the show was great, and then we popped up to the roof for a little, quote-unquote, little dinner, immediately besieged by all of the art world, Senate candidate Stefan Simkiewicz.
Thank you for the shirt, Stefan. I really appreciate that. It was a very nice birthday present.
Happy birthday to you.
When I'm sleeping, probably. I heard this dinner, I unfortunately couldn't attend at the last minute, was hosted by How to Make It in America's Own Lake Bell.
She was there. She was
amazing.
There.
Yeah,
and looked.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. It was okay. But,
you know, shout out How to Make It in America.
There was all sorts of cool people there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I almost didn't stay. I mean, I was almost out the door, and then some, because it was oversubscribed, even though it RSVP, but it was fine. We had something that we'll get to in a minute. But I noticed that, you know, Gavin Brown and Matthew Higgs rolled in. I was like, yep. Oh, let's go. And they told me about their kind of history growing up with this artist and what they thought about it. Obviously, you could guess this from who they are. Mm. Matt Higgs, totally into this. Gavin, a little bit more circumspect in his feelings about it. Mm-hmm. But both their wry and English humor was on display. And then a seat was found for me, and I squeezed down in between our friend and your almost birthday twin, Meredith, and this really cool guy who designs furniture, and his wife's a jewelry designer. It was totally fine.
I'm sure the food was forgettable.
Yeah, ultimately, I have no idea.
Yeah.
So after that, what did we do later that night? I feel like there was an event.
A little cocktail soiree hosted by me and you, buddy.
Oh, that's right. That was a... Do we still say banger? Is that still a colloquially...
We can say banger. What it really was, though, was a really wonderful melange of New York people in town, a lot of LA people, a lot of artists there. Which was really, really fun. It just had a very different vibe than the party that we had in Miami, because there are so many people who live here in LA and really get excited about these sorts of things and want to come out just to see people who are in town.
People come out in this town, man.
Exactly.
You know, obviously it was hosted by our friends at the Edition Hotel. Thanks again for the room. Really appreciate it. No, they were so generous, so awesome. And our dope friends at Purple PR. I like these people.
They crushed it.
They really crush it.
Shout out to Purple. I mean, I don't even know where to start when I'm talking about who was there. If you want to talk about local artists, Jordan Wolfson was there.
Lucy
Bull was there. I mean, like so many local dealers showed up, like, which was really, really exciting for me. And, you know, obviously our friends from New York. It was just great.
Here's the thing. We could list names. And there's a few more. Lauren Quinn, yada, yada. Everyone that mattered under the age of 50 was there.
Even Gavin was there.
Gavin was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he was. I mean, he was staying there, so he was on his way home, but you know. Izzy Wood was there. Not a local artist, but great to see her in the city of Los Angeles. Jed Monk. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
We had a great time.
I really like that bar there because it's very long. It's a very long
bar. So I got to be honest. So we roll up. And I roll up at the, I forget what time, was the party called, start at 8:30?
Yeah, 8:30.
So I show up at 8:32. There's no one there. There's no ropes. The nice woman whose name is escaping me from Purple, who had some awesome Loewe shoes on, is like, oh, hey, you're Benjamin. Here's your party. And it was just like just this empty lobby with the music. And I was like,
But it filled up really quick.
It turned out fantastic because we didn't... We didn't have to worry if like someone brought an extra plus one or plus six. It just was a party. All the right people who knew about it knew to show up at it. Like it was just, it was dope.
What I did before was I was at the Sunset Tower. I had a great meal with Joe Cole, his artist Claire Oswald.
She's cool.
Yeah, she's very cool. And when I was at Tower Bar, I ran into my brother-in-law, Nick Poe, who was getting dinner with the actor Nicholas Braun. Ran to Andrea, our friend from The Audition, who was having dinner at Tower Bar before.
Did you guys share an Uber X over or what?
We didn't end up sharing an Uber X or a black car. I don't know. We just went our in different cars. But it was a real scene.
His look, by the way, was exceptional.
Yeah.
He's always been, you know, as an Italian man, incredibly stylish.
Mm-hmm.
He was rocking the wide lapel. I think it was a sports coat or a suit. But then with the collar of the shirt, the wide shirt collar outside of the lapel of the suit. Not many men in the year of our Lord 2024 could pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
He can.
Yeah.
I love our partner, Andreas. He's great.
It was fantastic. But Tower Bar is such a wonderfully chic place to have dinner, like, on the Monday night. It was, like, not super jam-packed, but it was very full. I had a steak that was actually quite good. I never know what
You're
to
lying.
Order. I never know what to order there, but the steak was good. Like I was terrified of ordering something that was not, that was going to be mediocre.
If you're keeping score at home, folks, on the last podcast, which was recorded speaking about the dinner you had the night before on Sunday, you also had a steak.
I also had a steak at Musso's.
Two steaks, two nights in a row. You're getting a little bit older. You got to be careful.
I know. The steak at Musso's was better, of course. But, you know, love Tower Bar.
Fries are great at Tower Bar.
Oh, the love fries Tower are fantastic. Bar yeah. I mean, I just like hanging out there, really. I had lunch there the next day with Glory Cohen. You know, it was great.
It's a great place in Los Angeles to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Full stop.
Yeah. So Monday, we had our party. It was great. Tuesday, we hit the ground running, right? What did we do?
No idea, bro. Zero idea.
I went to go see a bunch of galleries. I went to the Hannah Hoffman Gallery, see a show, Kate Mosher Hall, which is fantastic. I went to Listen Gallery, Rodney Graham, great show. I loved both shows at Matthew Brown Gallery. David Byrd, very interesting artist who was rediscovered, I think, partially by Matthew Higgs. Anton Kern gave him a show. And then Omari Duglin had a really wild show at the other Matthew Brown space.
Wow. He's a good artist.
Yeah.
I like his artwork. I do know what I did. I stayed here and worked on my mental health and then met up with my colleague Vera and we did some work. And then we went to go see the Robert Mapplethorpe show curated by Jacoby Stadelwire at the Moran Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of names all at once. Mapplethorpe is the most important. A fantastic show and I think really interesting for an artist of color, a queer artist of color, to be curating a show by Robert, just because there has been a certain amount of tension about how he depicted black bodies in his photography. So it was great to have, you know, some of that power retaken by the curation of someone that had a similar body to theirs. Great show. Love a Mapplethorpe show. I would have the raunchiest, like most viscerally distasteful one possible if I could in my life, in my fantasy collection.
That sounds fun.
And then we saw Zwerner and Hannah Hoffman and a bunch of the other galleries that were relatively easy to get to in that area.
Mm-hmm. I also went to O-Town House. Have you ever been there?
Isn't that like a song?
No.
O-Town Road?
It is a tiny gallery kind of in Koreatown, MacArthur Park area. It's upstairs in this historic live-work building. And it's really, really cool.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, really cool space.
I didn't be there. Didn't even know about it. I didn't make it to the Gaylord this year.
I didn't either.
Did you? Oh,
I know.
You're here for another few days. You could
shout out Joseph Geegan and the Gaylord Apartments. One of the best galleries.
One of the best galleries. One of the coolest dudes. Right?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
He's like so cool. He also has a great show on in New York right now.
Mm-hmm. But the main events, one of the main events of Tuesday was this little soiree at a little house across from the Playboy Mansion.
Wait, well, no. First, I went to the, before that, though, I went and met my client at her hotel, the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Sat and we had a drink. Was really happy to see Gordon Bennett-Clausen there. Had a quick little,
like, I saw
a,
Gordon half a stop.
I know. I think I was wondering if you had stolen that from me from 4 years.
No, I actually saw him there.
Okay.
Come on. I would never do that. What I write is real.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if it was a conglomeration, if we were sharing a brain or something. Great to see him there. He must stay there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
being given how chic he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Nate? I would like to stay at that hotel, I've decided.
Okay, you should
I would like to make that my Los Angeles hotel. I'm not quite there financially, but we're going to make it happen.
We're going to make it happen.
Starting with my next LA trip. Chateau's not for me. It's like staying in a Koreatown apartment. I love to drink there or to hang out there. This one hotel is also not for me. I think Beverly Hills Hotel is my brand.
Let's make that happen next year, Benjamin. Yeah, I think we can.
If they want to sponsor me, I'm available for it.
Good to know. Great to know.
They're probably owned by really horrible people, I think, right?
The Dorchester Collection has a number of great hotels.
Okay, we'll leave that there then. Moving on, but then I went and met up with you in a roller rink.
Yes, we went to the home of music legend, tech entrepreneur, Jimmy Iovine.
I mean, we were invited to his home. Right. I will say it was a great event, but the beginning was a little bit of a rug pull for everyone, I thought, because I think half the people that were kind of excited, oh, what's Jimmy have on the walls? Can't wait to see this house. You're pulling up, you're getting excited. You get through the security. It's like very fancy security and door people up like these steps into the door, and you're in a garage.
It's a roller rink.
It's so cool. It's a historic, important space. It was the perfect spot for it. But I was like a little bit like, you know.
Sure.
In the immediate seconds, a little disappointed, which were quickly overrun by the excitement of how cool the event was, all the great art that they were auctioning off that night on the walls, all of the best people in Los Angeles.
Yeah, sure, definitely. Yeah, the guy from Good Charlotte was there.
Yeah, don't know what those words mean, but sure.
Benny Blanco was there.
Benny Blanco was definitely there. His girlfriend was not, but
his girlfriend was not there. But Benny, you know, shout out Benny, great guy. And yeah, a lot of music executives were there. Harley from Castle was there, who's like art and music.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was wonderful.
Dr. fucking Dre was there, bro.
Yeah, Dr. Dre was in the motherfucking building, which is obviously exciting. Josh Abraham really is the guy who put this all together. Pulse Music's Josh Abraham. He's worked with Jimmy a lot in the past. I wrote a big story about this 2 years ago when he helped Jimmy put together the show at LACMA, where artists reinterpreted album covers.
Yep,
it was really, really cool.
I mean, listen, Josh is kind of like the mayor of LA in a lot of ways, like bridging the visual and the performing arts. I had noticed today he was like hosting some political fundraiser at his house.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, Josh
not
is
for Simquits, though, right?
I don't think so. Josh is the man. The event was cool. David Kordansky was working the room. Like, you know, it was mostly, you know, he had curated with Josh. A lot of his artists, almost all of the artists that were being featured were in attendance. And then they spent a bunch of time introducing this high school program that Dre and Jimmy have kind of created or funded and ideated. I think that's the kind of word they'd use out here for this.
They also blackmailed James Corden into emceeing the whole thing.
Yeah, that was great.
He seemed enthused to be there.
Yeah, definitely enthused. Love to give up his time for that. But, you know, it was witty. I have no feelings about James Corden, like positive or negative.
Honestly, he was funny.
He was funny. It was good. It was the right vibe to get that audience's attention.
I really liked when he was like, everyone point to the richest person you see around you, and everyone just pointed at Jimmy.
I both liked that, but also felt like that's like a schlocky line that could be used in any charity auction ever, and I might steal it.
Yeah, you should definitely steal it.
Look for it in Dallas next October. it was cool to hear from some of the principals and students of this very visionary form of education that is like, you know, I think the thing that stuck with me is this one principal from Atlanta talking about how the fact that like in the old school, you'd walk around as kids, hey, why aren't you in school? Why aren't you in class? And they'd be like, I'm not doing anything in there. You go in the classroom, they weren't doing anything. And now these kids are excited to go to these new forms of schools with like doing projects, working as entrepreneurs, doing cool stuff. So I was sold. I mean, I haven't done any fucking due diligence on whether this is bullshit or not, but it seems very, very cool.
It's very cool. I talked to Jimmy about it when I did this story 2 years ago, and he's incredibly passionate about it. So is Dre. It's kind of what they're focused on right now is this school and eventually expanding it to other schools.
And so then they passed out some canned and I presume branded gin and juice to the crowd, encouraging everyone to loosen up for the bidding. And clearly the star of the night, we don't even need to talk about anything else, was our friend Hillary Pessis. I'm still not pronouncing it correctly.
I think it was Pekis.
But everyone else, like the auctioneer said it a different way through me.
Okay. Well,
whatever, Hillary, we love you.
Yeah.
We love you. Congratulations on breaking your personal record for a half marathon this past week. And her piece went absolutely nuts. I think selling for like $700,000 accounted for over 30% of the total of the sale.
You had Jackie Wachter from Sotheby's, David Schrader, David Galperin, all working the phones, working the crowd. It was fun to see.
But it went to a bidder in the room. I think one of your close friends got the work, right, Nate?
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. So that was really, really cool. And then from there, and it kind of petered out. We didn't stay for the Timberlake and whoever else performed.
Timbaland, not Justin Timberlake, but they have worked together in the past. What?
Are they different?
Yeah, they're different humans.
Okay, cool. Whatever. We didn't stay for it. I think much to our chagrin. I saw some videos from it. It looked pretty.
But we went somewhere very cool.
It was the perfect. Talk about going to two very awesome, very A-level events that were very, very different. Where we go? It was a very long Uber ride, way up to the top of the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, the top of the Hollywood Hills.
Almost to the valley, to be honest. Yeah. A little closer to the valley than I like to get.
Yeah, you could feel it. Our friend and your former intern, I believe, Jed.
No, he was a paid employee.
He was a paid employee. Yeah,
he was my sales assistant. I was his first boss. Yeah,
oh, that's so sick.
Phillips Auction House.
Jed now has a wonderful curatorial organization called Amity, and he put together a great show and installed it at his friend Lorraine Nicholson's house. And this is an historic mid-century modern home.
Dope house.
So, so cool. An amazing show. Shout out to Lucy's mom, Sarah Charlesworth, was right there when you walked in. It looked fantastic.
And it was the best lit piece at night, so everyone photographed it for their Instagram story. So that was nice.
That was nice. Just looked fantastic. An incredible crowd there as well.
Oh, but it was such a different looking crowd. I mean, it's like everyone was very auteur, very beautiful.
It felt very LA. Like, to super have LA. That many Heim sisters, like, you know, at one table.
Nate,
like,
can I make a confession?
What?
I read this in your column. I've heard the phrase. I don't know who the Heim sisters are.
You've heard their music. It's really good. You would like Heim.
I'm sure.
The band.
I love a female singer songwriter.
You would really, really like the music. I'm gonna send it to you, old man. Heim is good. Beck, our friend Beck, who we've known for years.
Well, Beck and I go way back.
Yeah, we go way back. He was there, which is wonderful to catch up with him.
The other musician, Izzy Wood, was there.
Mm-hmm. Musician artist Izzy Wood. Matt Copson was in the building, which was great. Caitlin Phillips was there.
I had a really nice chat with Caitlin Phillips and her friend Arelle Schmidt, who I hadn't seen actually in a number of years. I think she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Such a cool woman, such a cool person. It was an awesome party. I had a really, really good time. It was so far up in the mountains, it had that smell of like freshness.
That's where
air.
I'm staying, man. It's wild.
You're staying in that house?
Not in that house, okay. But I'm staying up in the canyons.
It was a cool house. I really dug it. I really liked one of my favorite bits was the fact that when you went and checked in with the doorman who looked like he was packing, the guest list was printed out on the back of old script pages.
Yeah. Yeah.
That felt so welcome to LA, motherfucker.
I know. It's just like, I guess that's what Jack does with the old script. You know,
yeah,
just,
I wanted
like,
to. I wanted to like, ask
somewhere.
About it. I really wanted to take a picture. That guy did not seem like he was down to have his picture taken. Now,
yeah, a really, really wonderful, incredible night. And then I got back to Miggy Hood's house where I'm staying, and Robbie Fitzpatrick was having a birthday dinner, which was nice. So I caught
lots of birthdays this week. It's a
lot
nice
of birthdays. So many. I just saw on the Instagram it's Bernie Lagrange's birthday. Like, you know, Meredith, me. So many birthdays.
It's great. Love to have it.
Tyler Britt, we'll get to that. Shout out Tyler. But yeah, fabulous night. The next day, we're only on Tuesday. The next day was Felix. Did you go to Felix for the opening day?
I was there at the opening bell minus 15 or plus 15 minutes because you can't get anywhere on time in this town. And I, you know, I have to say in the past, like Felix has been a little bit of a pain in the ass to move through that building. At least in the early hours, it seems like they had the system for getting people upstairs into the galleries that are at the very top of the hotel down to a science. I think part of it was just they had a great security guard. I'm sure this was just the fact that the right person got a sign from the right agency and he was so charismatic and he kept it moving and he was engaged and on it and it was super smooth. I in anticipation had dialed the bat dial to get taken up in the Secret Service elevator. Wasn't even necessary.
Wow, look
was
at that.
Happy to be with Gen Pop. No problem.
What were some highlights? I actually didn't make it to Felix until today. Sorry, Mills. But I very much enjoyed a number of things.
It was 4 days ago. I've seen several thousand artworks since. I don't recall specifically. I'm trying to think. Seaview Gallery had a fantastic presentation.
I had a great chat with Sarah today. Really wonderful stuff. Nick's coffee table. I'm going to mispronounce his last name. Nick Gemarino. But he had a wonderful coffee table in the middle of that.
Nate, I mispronounce everything. It's fine.
I know. I'm sorry, Nick. That was wonderful. I walked into Jose Martos's Shoot the Lobster booth, and who was there but Gavin, which was really fun.
His booth looked great, by the way.
Yeah,
Jose's great. Booth looked fantastic.
JPW3 paintings. A very prominent artist have currently acquired one of them. I don't think I should say it on here, alas. But
I like the kind of like historic looking, like Civil War paintings an awful lot. I forget in Jose's booth, I forget who they were by. Nikkel's booth looked fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing a lot that were really good. Amy Ullman,
Amson
Ullman. Yeah. That booth was fantastic. I was really happy to acquire a number of works there.
Demetri Struther at Broadway was really fun.
Yeah, I was going kind of down in the, you know, that was in the, around the.
Lomex the had a fabulous booth.
Lomex's booth was great.
Knowles, that I very much enjoyed.
Yeah, it was. I liked it. I know it was much easier to sell than others. I like it a little bit tougher.
No, I do too. I love Kai.
I love Kai too. I love Al.
Yeah, what a.
I really love Alex. Has he been on the podcast?
Yeah, he's been on the podcast.
Okay.
It was like years ago, though.
We should have him on again.
Yeah, totally.
He's really entertaining. The Ranch had a great presentation of Matt Johnson sculptures that I thought looked really, really good. I've had a lot of Max over the past few weeks. It's nice. And multiple different kind of climates, shall we say.
Multiple climates. Like, multiple climates in Costa Rica. You know, and then now we're in Los Angeles.
Yeah, what else looked really good? Tiff Siegfried's booth looked really good.
Mm-hmm. Felix is fun. Felix is great. You know, we always enjoy our time there. What else happened?
The food was good. I had one of those great sandwiches.
You had apologies.
I had apologies. That was fantastic. And iced tea. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, as great as the art is and the booths, like, that is one of the singular great areas to hang out during our fair opening is around the pool there.
Did you have one of Rocky's matchas? Our friend Rocky Shoes matchas?
No, I don't drink matcha, bro.
Lucy likes matcha.
Okay. I mean, it's great for Lucy, but it's not for me.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan either. I had a coffee from there. It was good coffee.
I did have a coffee. The coffee was fantastic.
Yeah. And then what else was I? I went to the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art, George Lucas's. Lucas Museum of Narrative Art. It's right by the Coliseum, USC. It's pretty spectacular, man. It's fucking huge.
Open to the public or still under construction?
No, it was a hard hat tour. Very, very, you know, invite only. Sandra Jackson Dumont, the director, took us through.
Sandra Day Jackson is the director?
Okay. I'm not even going to engage. no, she's very cool. She comes from the Met. She's
I actually know about this.
Yeah. Look, I mean, George Lucas and Melanie Hobson, his wife, have been acquiring a lot of art over the last...
What is narrative art?
It's just kind of like a catch-all phrase to, like, you know, bring people in. I think that they're doing something similar to what Alice Walton is doing with Crystal Bridges. Like,
that's American art. I understand that.
Yeah. They're just trying to tell the story of visual art.
But does it mean no abstraction?
No, it doesn't. I think it doesn't mean that it's excluding anything. I think it's just trying to tell a story. And that's the sort of backbone of it. I wish I were more articulate.
I have a lot of questions, but they're not for this podcast. Maybe we should have her on the podcast.
We should have her on the podcast. She's super fun and really smart.
She's certainly going to be smarter than me, so I'd love to hear about it.
She's smarter than both of us put together.
Low bar right now.
It's just enormous. Like, there's 110,000 square feet of exhibition space. We got to see this Oculus that's in the middle. It's going to be very impressive. And, you know, it is in South LA near USC, but it's very close to one of my favorite lunch spots, Whole Box. Do you know about this place? It is an incredible Mexican seafood joint that was named by the LA Times as the best restaurant in Los Angeles.
I've never been.
It's
Did you go?
Awesome. Yeah, I went right before. And I had the best ceviche I've ever had in my life. It's fucking insane.
You, who lived in Costa Rica, had the best ceviche of his life?
I think so, at least the best in recent memory.
Okay.
I'd been before with friend of the pod, Olivier Babin. When we went, he's a huge fan of this place. So he ordered like the whole menu and we just like stumbled away and it was fantastic. This time I only had time. I was there solo. So I just had some ceviche. So good. So spicy. So rich. The different fish in the mixed ceviche had their own
You had the mixta.
Fucking great, man. And so that is a 5-minute drive from the Lucas Museum. You can even walk. I think it's 20 minutes. So that's one reason to go down there.
That sounds great.
It's like a Michelin-starred like seafood shack in the middle of a Mercado. It's really crazy.
Oh, I'm into it. Yeah. And then did you go? I missed the annual tacos and tequila party in the Matthew Marks courtyard. Did you make it there?
I did. It was quite fun. Very chic. Eleanor Carey was there. Who else? There was a number of curators. Helen Molesworth was there. We chatted about the podcast she's working on right now, which is very cool, and I actually contributed a little bit to it. Yeah, it was very nice.
Matthew, it's always a nice party.
So Matthew, of course, was there, and he was kind of just like sitting off by himself. He was like sort of being greeted, but he was wearing these very distinctive, like sort of blocky black shoes that looked like they were like Raf Simons or something. They were incredible. And last night I went to the great little wine bar Stir Crazy owned by Harley Wertheimer from Castle, and Harley was like, "Nate, do you know what the fuck shoes Matthew Marks is wearing? They're the craziest, best shoes I've ever seen." This guy's like Harley's like a very like well-dressed man. And so I was very intrigued by the shoes that Matthew Marks was wearing. If anyone has any intel about this, I would love to know.
You didn't shoot up the press operation and see if they would fill that in for you? Say, hey, just a little fact-checking for the Vanity Fair column.
Look, I mean, I should have done that. If I had more time, I would have banged the line and found out what the fuck those shoes were, because they were cool.
And then we then both met up in Connecticut on the beach later that evening. At the beautiful, iconic Shutters Hotel in Santa Monica.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable that Sam McInnes just chose the one place in Los Angeles that is Connecticut.
To be fair, I don't think Sam chose. I think the gallery chose him.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was perfect. What I love is I took an Uber right from Matthew Marks to Shutters. And
an hour and a half later.
It was a long time. But what was cool was that when I opened the Uber door, I just smelled the ocean.
Yep. I had the same experience.
Like, holy shit. Like, I'm on the beach. That's crazy.
Because this is a city on the beach, but you never see or smell or hear the beach.
Exactly.
Really.
So that was like very cool. And then I was like kind of getting lost in there. And that hotel, like, it's like a beach hotel.
And it's like a scene in there.
Yeah.
It's like, I think there's a lot of like the kind of the tech money people attached to the Venice beach scene, like, mm-hmm. might stay there. Like, have like a whole vibe. Like, lots of padded vests is what I'm saying.
A lot of padded vests. Yeah. Like, yeah, a lot of Silicon Beach vibes.
Which would have been helpful up on the roof of this hotel, because it was a little nippy. I mean, there's plenty of heaters, but, you know, it was the vest was right for the atmosphere.
It was a great scene, though. Sam was in great spirits.
Ton of people. I didn't know. Did you know anyone there? A lot of people. I knew like 12 people.
I ran into the great artist, Tom McDonald. Saw Cord Jefferson, the writer who now is the writer and director of the Academy Award-winning movie, American Fiction.
That's cool.
Yeah. An old friend from New York. That was cool to see him.
Well, Academy Award nominated.
Nominated, so. Right. Yeah, of course. Jesus Christ. Yes.
Let's not jinx anything. And I don't think it's going to be walking away with anything. Great film.
You're right. You're right. I misspoke. But still, hey, you get the nod. That's pretty cool.
Closer than I am.
Yeah.
Closer than I think you are.
Certainly, yeah.
Know. Yeah. Never say never, by the way.
Well, yeah. Give me a few years, people.
I meant about me, not you. It was a cool party. It was a weird scene. You know, a night before a fair is always for me like a, you know, go easy on it sort of thing. So I tried to get out of there in good order, which I did, right back home, nice sleep, up. Been hitting Barry's every morning, so definitely had to do that before the fair.
I made it to Dantana's, the great red sauce joint, in West Hollywood for a nice soiree for our friend Lily Kimmel, who's the first show at the Journal Gallery West. It just opened the other day. Great to see Lily. You know, a lot of great people in tents. The Bells were there.
The Bells were there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Was Adam there?
Yeah, Adam's there. I had a nice talk with Adam Kimmel.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, it was a really good chat. We're going to get the kids together in New York. Yeah.
Find out if he's still collecting for me, would you?
Okay, I'll check.
That's cool. I went right home to bed, man. The next day was a fair opening. And let me tell you, I was up early. I hit the gym. I was ready to go. I was like, I'm going to give myself this. Fair opens at 10, which is weird. I thought it would be 11, but I found out that it was 10. Bummer. I was like, I'll leave the hotel 9 o'clock. Get there, maybe have an extra 20 minutes just to get the lay of the land, get in line for my clients. Mm-hmm. Oh no. Oh no. Thanks, Uber and Los Angeles and being in the armpit of Santa Monica. To call that Santa Monica is stretching the truth a little bit. It took me 59 minutes.
Yeah, it also...
And that was 59 minutes, not to the door of the fair, to where I felt comfortable jumping out of the back of the Uber and sprinting. I tried to get into a golf cart, but I was told no, only for Deutsche Bank clients. And I was like, who the fuck's still a Deutsche Bank client?
Yeah, question number one.
If you're smart, if you're smart enough to have that much money, you're smart enough not to have it with Deutsche Bank.
You know, I not to brag or anything, but I do want to just say on the record that I make the most of these long Uber rides. I have the laptop fucking open. I have the hotspot going. I'm writing. I am creating fucking literature in these cars. Like I'm all in, you know?
Literature?
Okay.
Let's call it copy. Content.
Okay.
You are an absolute poet and a wordsmith, but let's literature.
Let's go with copy and not content. Okay.
Okay? All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you can do that. There's very little left for me to do at that point. I did make some phone calls. I did actually call a dealer and let them know in advance that they're yes.
That's good.
Yes, we will. 15%. Oh, yes. Okay. Good. And then I say out loud, handshake emoji.
Handshake emoji.
And that closes the deal, right?
We
there.
Love the handshake emoji.
Love the handshake emoji.
Yeah.
It's a business that's built on word on your word. Your word is your bond.
Mm-hmm.
So was happy to do that in the car. So that's 90 seconds. That leaves 58 minutes or 57 minutes and 15 seconds. Good times were had by no one.
Well, I mean,
and my Uber driver was so chill. He's playing like smooth jazz.
Let's go.
He's just like, he wants to chat with me or have me talk about my son and soccer. He's like, yeah, you can't push him too much. I'm like, bro, how about you push the gas pedal, motherfucker? Fucker. Everyone in this town, I'm sorry. Just for a moment. I love Los Angeles. I love how laid back it is. I love the sunshine. I love the stars. And I mean the movie stars. You can't see anything through the smog. I love being up on the hills. I love the glamour. I love the palm trees. Why is everyone brain damaged here, bro? Why the fuck can't anyone do anything?
It's a great question. I think it's just all the sunshine makes the mind go to mush.
Yeah, like, and I hate to be the New Yorker coming with this because I've lived here, like I like LA, but I'm just now realizing everyone here is a little bit dumber.
Yeah, that's not going to be news to anyone listening to this.
I know,
but...
okay, but it really hit me. It really affected me this time. Anyway, get to the fair. Slightly out of breath, but I'm there. Walk into the fair. It's great. Mm-hmm. The tent is great. It's a perfect size for me and for clients. It's big enough with a little something for everyone, but you can knock it out in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, sun's coming down. Everyone's there. We had Ari Emanuel, Will Ferrell, help me with the bold face thing.
Robert Downey Jr. wearing a bucket hat. That was a highlight.
Rob Lowe looking like a snack.
Yeah.
That man, like really, he looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, sobriety does wonders, I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, he's hitting the berries.
Whatever
right?
he's doing, I think there's live stem cells being harvested somewhere. I really want to look the way he looks. So if anyone has the connect on the stem, is hit me up.
Yeah, hit Benjamin with the bat phone for the stems.
What else? A lot of famous people.
Yeah, it was definitely star-studded.
And some famous collectors. Maya Hoffman.
Yep.
I didn't expect to see her in Los Angeles. I'd say she was the biggest collector that I saw with my eyes. Correct me.
Quite possibly.
Zabudovich family in attendance.
Of course. They were very much there.
Did you see the bells in the fair? I'm sure they were there.
Sure they were there. I don't think I saw them. There were other big Los Angeles collectors. We mentioned Ari was there.
Is he a big collector?
Yeah, he's a big collector. Okay. He owns the fair. No, it was very star-studded. There were some biggies there as well.
You walk right in. You see the David Koransky. We just spoke about Sam McGinnis's party. Totally sold out. Fantastic pictures from who are some of the subjects? From William Wallace to the Paramount Mountain to what else was that? It was fantastic.
John Wick. I really
liked
that one.
John Wick was dope.
Yeah, that was really good. Halle Berry in the Bond movie. That was good. This Dallas Cowboys painting. Jesus.
America's team, baby.
That was so good.
I know. It was obviously pitched to me for certain Dallas people. I was like, that's maybe a little too on the nose.
Yeah.
And it's too big for the box. So there's just not a lot of wall space in those things.
Right. Wow. But yeah, great booth. There was this fantastic Laura Owens at the Matthew Marks booth. Oh, God.
Weird. That wasn't on the preview. Huh. Interesting.
Just divine to see.
That was a banging painting.
Yeah. So good. What were some of their highlights?
You know, I thought it was really interesting I spent some time with some newer clients today on the second day. I was looking at Los Angeles specific galleries and a lot of them outside. Dave had a slow presentation, but some of the other biggies did a really good job of showing what it is they do.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Regan, everything from a great Anish Kapoor to Kathy Opie to Valid Beshti and others really showed the program.
Yep.
Likewise with the Blum Gallery, a little bit of everything from their program, which was really, really good. It all looked good. nothing to me looked great. It wasn't a huge FOMO. The best artwork I saw, and I wish I could remember what gallery this was at, singly the best, is possibly the single greatest Richard Prince car hood I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. I totally missed that.
It was the best one. It was a booth. I wish I had my notes in front of me. It was a booth that was kind of constructed around the American car and the interaction with the automobile in America and Los Angeles specifically. So you had Ed Ruscha gas stations, you had some Chamberlains, yada yada. You can figure it out in your head, people. But it was the best. It was the most Rothko-esque car hood. Unfortunately, I priced at $2,500 when the price should be $1,800. But you know, other than that, it was a perfect artwork.
Wonderful.
And honestly, if you have $3 million, like whatever, fucking buy that shit. It's so
yeah,
good.
Seriously.
But very few other bangers. Obviously, Max Hexler always has some great Olins. Mm-hmm. The big galleries for me, and I'm happy to just disagree if you feel differently, were a little bit of a letdown. Gagosian had a quote unquote curated booth on abstraction, even though not all the art was abstract. It was okay, you know. It felt small. It felt insignificant. Like, I love some of the artists included. Lauren Halsey, who was the most featured because she was at the front of the booth.
I like those Derek Adams.
Anyway, the David Zwirner booth I thought was actually quite good, the way they bifurcated it. The Albers were incredible.
Yep.
With perhaps the most perfect, divine, delicious little Robert Ryman. I could taste it.
Yeah, very good.
And then they obviously were introducing to the program the first presentation of work by
Joe Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And they looked pretty good. Pace was a Pacey booth. And Hauser & Wirth was a very Hauser-esque booth. You know, huge Charles Gaines. Whatever.
Yeah, Gladstone did very well. I think they sold the most expensive work in the fair. I think it was a Rauschenberg.
Did they sell that Rauschenberg? I know that they were close. Was that the most? Was that more than the Prince Car hood?
I don't think that sold.
Well, okay. Oh, they sold them. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah, the booth looked great. They were a little grumpy when I was chatting with them. But you know, that's a listen booth. I know that they said that they were doing very well.
Yeah,
their booth looked very chic.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good fair.
It looked like an art fair. Listen, I do have, and I promised the director I would stay positive. So it was a good fair. There were very good things there, very buyable things. A lot was pre-sold, but not too much. You could go through, and there were even people today on the second day. You couldn't get any food or drink, really, including caffeine, without actually exiting the fair.
But it was right there.
But that's not the same. If you're walking around with multimillionaires or billionaires spending money, and they decide they want a coffee, to have to leave the place where they're transacting to get said coffee, not great.
Yeah, there should be coffee.
The fact that there's no sit-down restaurant, not great.
Yeah.
The fact that they have to line up for a pizza, delicious pizza from Roberta's, very delicious, not great. Something needs to change in the F&B.
Well, the thing is, you know, by getting rid of the Barker Hangar, where people fucking hated being last year, so it was probably a good idea they got rid of it, you know, they can only fit, you know, 80% of the galleries that they did last year.
Well,
so
I understand everyone's doing the best they can. They need to find it. They need to solve it. I'm sure they will. They're smart people.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm allowed to have notes. I'm not saying they didn't try
coffee,
their best.
Like, right, it was like the first thing that you hit. I'm just saying, I got coffee pretty easily.
Listen, I understand, but this is feedback I'm getting from buyers.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand,
and myself too. I don't disagree with them, but you know, there's got to be a coffee water. You know, they have the water fountains with little paper cups, which is awesome. But then the trash can's like 20 paces away, so you just end up with a whole bunch of paper cups around it. I wasn't going to touch on this one, but you pushed me, Nate. You pushed me.
Look, Christine, Ari, Simon, we enjoy the fair. Yeah.
Enjoying is great, but everything can be a little bit better, and that's not, I don't think that's mean to say. I think everyone did their best, and I'm sure it'll get better next year.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you they find a solution.
Yeah. What did you end up doing last night after?
Nothing.
Nothing. I went to a wonderful birthday dinner for our friend, Tyler Britt.
Not Calvin Marcus.
No,
Benjamin.
Not Calvin. Calvin was there, but Tyler was born on leap day, so he only gets to do this birthday once every 4 years, and it was very special.
I love that Tyler was born on a leap year.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense for his personality and who he is, I feel like.
And then I want to give a shout out to Cultured Magazine founder and editor Sarah Harrelson.
She's awesome.
Who hosted a very, very chic lunch today at her home on Mulholland Drive. I think it's, you know, in the hills, I think Beverly Glen area. And It was a really wonderful lunch. It was inside because it was a little too cold to be outside, but the view was spectacular out
there.
What was
this? It was just in honor of Culture Magazine?
Yeah, it was in honor of Culture. The co-host of the occasion was one of the co-founders of Away, the luggage company, which I'm a fan of. We have all Away luggage.
Yeah, if you can't afford Ramoa, it's great.
Yeah, that's me. And yeah, it was a really fun way to just sort of like wind the week down. We had a really fun table. I was sitting next to Mia Locke's curator, Micklin Thomas, the artist, Israel at our table, Meredith Darrow, who got a little birthday candle, which was nice.
Oh, it is her birthday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Meredith. This isn't going up today.
Sophie Cohen was at the table.
Oh, I've had so many, I gotta say, I've had some really nice interactions with Sophie.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a lot of fun to hang out in her town. You know, she lives here. So great, wonderful.
Glad. I went back to the fair today.
Nice.
I went to visit a new home with lots of big white walls, and nothing gets my blood racing
Let's
like
go.
Some big white walls.
Let's fucking go.
But a good friend of the pod actually was there and hanging out with some friends of his, and took some new folks to the fair. It was great. I will say this, I just spoke negatively about the fair. It felt like a fair where there was business happening on the second day.
Cool.
And that's
very
a big
cool.
deal for the dealers, mm. I know, and that's great to see happening. And that feels really good. It makes it feel like a real fair when that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to run to another birthday dinner. So many birthdays, you know, so many birthdays.
I know. And I'm supposed to be going to a Shabbat dinner as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I'm going to fit two in. But let's go for it.
Let's go for it. I think that'll do it for us.
Yeah, I'm exhausted, man. I'm sorry. We're back we're going to do remote next week.
We're going to do remote.
I want to hear you. I know you have some cool lunch dates coming up next week. I want to hear what's going on in the lead up to the Oscars, and we'll probably have a guest. But that's it for now. From Los Angeles, Nota Bene,
out.